Time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Exciting. We've got the Swans taking on GWS, but majorly exciting for the Swannies. They're finished with the minor premiership, and it's been such a tight competition right through. And John Longmire, the coach, joins us now. G'day, John, and well done, mate.
G'day, Dent. Yeah, good. It's good to be here.
It's the first step, I suppose. It's nice to get the minor premiership, but obviously you want to go on and win that final.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fantastic, the season. I think I said last week that is a marathon. It's great to finish on top of the ladder, which gives us the opportunity to have a final here in Sydney. And that season now is finished, and hopefully we can take some of that form in, but we know that the challenges will just get greater from here on in.
How are you managing this bye weekend, John? It seems mighty strange to me.
Yeah, it's obviously the first time it's ever been done as far as the home and away season, a bye, and then the final start. But, I mean, we've managed it just the way we normally manage our bye in season. So we had a lighter start of the week, and then we'll train harder towards the end of the week and train over the weekend in preparation for next week's game.
So it's not too bad. It's not a disadvantage.
Well, I mean, you don't know until you actually have the benefit of hindsight. It's when you look back on things. But as we sit here at the moment, you know, a couple of solid boys will be able to prepare a little bit better than perhaps they would have if we were playing this weekend.
Do you have an inter-club sort of match or something like that? Do you simulate a match on the weekend?
Oh, our reserves are actually playing their first final out of Blacktown. So they're playing on Saturday. But we'll have a hard hit out today. And then, right. The boys that are in the senior squad from last week mainly have a pretty solid hit out again on Saturday. So they'll be getting a good workout, which is what they need.
And, John, it seemed that you'd wrestled a finals game back to the SCG, but now it is going to be at ANZ because it's GWS. Is that a disadvantage? How will you guys cope with that?
No, well, I mean, we knew at the start of the year what the situation was. There were separate contracts, one for the home and away season and one for the final season. So that was what we knew at the start of the year. Was you know, we got our games back here for the home and away, which is terrific. But we always knew that you know, the likely scenario would be that if we got to the finals and had a home final, that our final would be out of ANZ. So we've played a lot of finals out there, played a lot of games out there, and we look forward to that. It's just good to have a final in Sydney.
John, what do you make of round three, where you were pretty comfortable against the Giants, and then what do you make of that loss in round 12 against the Giants, where they sort of thumped you? Do you look back on those games at all?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we look at the most recent form of both teams, but we'll have a look at that game. I mean, our game against GWS, the last time around was pretty ordinary. It was their worst defeat for the season. So it just shows you how good GWS are. They play a really good band of footy, and they're a really competitive team. And, you know, we look at that, obviously, but we know what they can do from that experience of it firsthand.
And they've not been here before. So, yeah. I mean, it's uncharted ground, really, which could work for them, could make them too nervous.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. I mean, they've got a lot of players with a lot of experience. I mean, they've got probably 7 or 8 players that played the last round that have played over 120 games. They've got, you know, 3 premiership players in their team. They have got some players in there that have played a fair bit of footy, and even their younger players now, they play a really hard, contested brand of footy anyway, which suits finals football. So, you know, that's just, you know, I don't think there's any much advantage in that either way.
Lucky enough to be having a chat with Swans coach John Longmire. John, compared to this time last year, you're in probably so much better shape, or you'll tell us anyway, because you've got Buddy Franklin, you know, firing on all cylinders. And, you know, this time last year, Buddy was, you know, tackling some demons off the park.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the only one. I mean, our first final last year, we had Nick Smith and Kieran Jack and Luke Parker and obviously Lance all missing for our first final last year. So it's good to have most of our players available. Still got a couple of little niggles, but, you know, it's good to have most of our players available. And Lance himself has had a fantastic season. I mean, he's been great so far this year. And, you know, we're looking forward to that form hopefully continuing.
Yeah, and what will be the key to you guys when you take on GWS, do you reckon, John?
It's pretty much the same every week for us. It's making sure we play a really strong contested two-way brand of footy. I mean, we like to play a two-way style, and we like to defend really well and defend as a team and then attack as a team. And we were a bit off with those areas last time against GWS, even though they were very good. And we need to get a fair bit better. Stevie Johnson's in great form. Jonathan Patton kicked a lot of goals on the weekend. So we've got some firepower in their front half that we've got to stop the supply down to.
Mate, you're actually from New South Wales, aren't you, John?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. I was born in country New South Wales, at Corowa down on the Murray River, and grew up in New South Wales. So to see two New South Wales teams finish top four and have a home final is unbelievable for the sport in this state.
And I'm sure all those blokes in Melbourne are tickle pink about it.
Oh, yeah, they'd be wrapped.
Eddie's on fire.
I'm sure Eddie'd be wrapped.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
It is terrific, though. It's a credit to everybody, including the governing body, that both these clubs are playing in this final.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's a great story. I mean, my kids obviously been born and grow up in this city and play other sports. They play rugby league, rugby union, soccer, and AFL. And I think a lot of people do, and I think that's the great thing about this city. It's so competitive for sporting talent and marketing chair, but it's great for the kids. They've got plenty of options, and I think that's fantastic for them.
And, John, I know you move on from games and previous grand finals, but do you take much from last year's?
No, not really. I mean, we don't. We move on pretty quick. I mean, our team's a lot different than what it was last year. We lost 1,000 games of experience last year, and our team's a lot different. We've introduced a lot of young kids, and so far they've been standing up, which has been terrific. It's been exciting for the footy team.
Yeah, all right, John. Well, listen, mate, thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the week off, even though you'll be working the boys, and we can't wait for that first final against GWS.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Well done. John Longmire there. And just having a look, Sydney $3 favourites in the competition, but against GWS, they're $1.45 favourites. GWS are $2.85.